We're learning Masechtas Golem, Daf Yud Ches, Amud Aleph, and we're starting with Tapra Amud. And the good part is we're skipping the first three words, so three words less over here. We're starting from the word Tani, from Tani. The Goyim takes out those words. Tani. HaShulchan Hoinosun, the Shulchan in the Mishkan, in the Beis Mikdash, in the Heichel, was put, again we spoke out that the Heichel was 40 by 20, and so there was 40 Amos there. So the Shulchan was, there were 20 Amos that are inside, towards the inside of the Heichel, near the Kodesh Kodoshim, the middle 20. So Tani HaShulchan Hoinosun, Mechatzi Abayis V'lefnim, it was from the half of the Heichel to the inside. 2.5 amas away from the wall. Klapi atzaf. 2.5 amas away from the north wall to the right. Umanoira connected with Dorim. Noira was opposite on the Dorim. Also 2.5 amas away from the wall in Dorim. Mizbeach atzaf. Hoinosim beemsa abayis. Was put in the middle of the Heichel. But it was at the end of the middle half. It splits the Heichel from the middle towards the inside. So that means when you walked into the Heichel, the first 20 Amos were completely empty. In the next 20 Amos, the first thing in the middle was the Mizbeach Hazav, and then a little bit further on the right side, 2.5 Amos away from the wall, was the Shulchan. On the left side was the Menorah. So that's how it was set up. Akul Mayinosun Mishlish Habayis V'lefnim. Everything. I'll read it again. Which means it's outside of the menorah. It's not between the menorah and the shulchan. They have to face each other. So mashoich kima klape chutz means it wasn't between the shulchan and the menorah. But kul and avnosim mishlush abayis afnim. Everything was after a third of the heichel, which the whole heichel is 20, then another 20 for kodesh kodashim. So after the first 20 amos, after the first third, that's where this whole thing started. And that is where the three kelim were. Now, we learned yesterday that Shlomo HaMelech made in the first place of Mikdash 10 shulchanos besides the regular shulchan. The same thing, he also made 10 menorahs. Eser menorahs also Shlomo. Shneimer says in the pasuk, Vayas es menorahs hazov eser kimishpata v'yitim heichel chamisha miyamim chamisha mismoil. So the Gemara speaks out, in teima chamish v'tzav v'chamish v'darim. If you say that Mimim Mismel means when I'm facing the Kodesh Yoshim, 5 on the right side, 5 on the left side, the menorah has to be in the Darim. The menorah has to be in the Darim. It has to be in the Darim. So, Mimim Mismel, 5 to the right of the menorah of Moshe, Chamish Mismel, and 5 from the left. But it was going from east to south, from east to west, not from north to south. So it was going in a straight line, parallel to what I'm walking in. Only lit Moshe's menorah b'vach. The mitzvah of the menorah is only on Moshe's menorah and not on the other menorahs. The other menorah is no mitzvah of. It could be they lit it, but that wasn't part of the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Imael, Kulam, Imael, all of them had a chiv to light them. Shneimer, Snaris, Merisel, Levarom, Kimeshpatam, Lefnei Advir. Zov Sagur. It was made with Zov Sagur, which means pure gold. And there's another pasuk, Vaparach Vahaneirois. It says also in the pasuk there, Vaparach Vahaneirois. They were made, it's the next pasuk after that pasuk. It says, Vaparach Vahaneirois, Vahamalkachayim, Zavu, Michloi Zav. It says the flowers that was part of the design of the menorah. The neiros means the cups that held the oil. B'makachayim, those are the things that you use, the tweezers that you use to take out the wicks. They're all zavu, and it says michle zav. What does michle zav mean? So Gemara Taitra means hey kilu zav shamaisha, and the Gemara says shalshleima. Hey kilu zav shalshleima, because he used all this gold, he completely depleted his whole storehouse of gold by making this menorah. And the Gemara explains why. Tana Rav Yehuda b'Shem Asi, Hayishleim and Neitel Elef Kikri Zav. He took 1,000 Kikri Zav, Achrisin Lakur, he put it into a refinery, and he let it refine, Achu Mamidam Alecha, until it landed 1 Kikr. He took 1,000 Kikr of Zav and made it so fine that it landed being 1 Kikr. L'kayim Hashanem, a Kikr Zav Tar Asa Isa. Like it says in the Pasuk, Kikr Zav Tar Asa Isa, like it says in the Pasuk Parashat Truma. So you see, menorah has to be down to a Kikr. Tanya, it's not clear if it means every single menorah did this with. It sounds like it. He made each menorah kikar zav. He used a lot of zav. He used 10,000 kikar zav to make this 10 kikar of zav. Tanya, Amar Rav Yosi Rehuda, Ma'isa menorah zav shalosh Ma'isha. Ma'isha was trying to make the menorah. So, Bamidbar, Vahisi Seir a din zav, and it landed up being one dinner more than a kor. And he was trying to get it down to a kor. Nechnisa la kor shmeinim pam. He put it into the kor 80 times. Lo yichasu klum, didn't get less at all. So it's a kasha, really. We're saying over here, Shlomo HaMelech took 1,000 kor, made it into one kor. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't even knock it down for one dinner. So Gemara says, yeah, it's partial teretz. But yes, it's good. Why? Adli yokamal breira, until it gets completely refined, have a chasus again, then it can make it better. Mendu kayim abrara, once you make it fine already, then nothing you can stand on your head, it won't get better. Loi chasa klum, it won't get any better. Ad kana Gemara. So yesterday I said maybe I would say over, why did Shlomo HaMelech make Esther Shechonis, Esther Menorahs? So it's not clear what's exactly the pshat. The Mesh Chokhmah says a pshat that the reason why he made 10 Menorahs are because the pashat pshat in a Menorah is to light up the Heichal. The Heichal was a dark place that had a roof and no windows, so you couldn't see in the Heichal. So, you know, Avada, the Menorah is the Menorah, was one of the ways to serve Hashem through the Menorah, but the pashat pshat is the Menorah lights up the Heichal. The Heichal in the Mishkan was 20 by 10. It was 20 by 10. The Heichal in the Kodesh Kodosh, in the Beis Mikdash, was 40 by 20, which is much bigger. If you figure out the square footage, it's much bigger. It's more than, not double, it's more than double the amount. What? It's four times? You have to figure out, yeah, the exact amount, the difference. So you had to have more menorahs. So they made more menorahs to make it more light. That's why they had 10 more menorahs. If you have a menorah, you need a shulchan. Because lacha is, the menorah has to be noich a shulchan. So you need about 10 shulchan to make a menorah. So the reason we put the menorahs are to make it more light. And you had to connect it to shulchanas, because you need a menorah to connect to shulchanas. That's the pshat in these 10 and 10.
That's
why I have a varn, because of Rosh Chachmah, that when it says if you have to light now, maybe it could be only in the mitzvah of menorah. It could be they were all lit. It could be they were all lit, but not lit the same menorah. Hey, it's a good question on the Mesh Chachmah here. Maybe it only goes for one on the Yamah. I don't know. But this is a little bit of a pshat to try to understand pshat. Okay. New Mishnah. So we already covered the Shloisha, 13 Shachavayis, right? Mashiach, all 13 Shachavayis, exactly where it is. And 13 of the Shachanais. Now of the 13 Shaifras. Why do you have 13 chests to put the money in? Now, as I say, all 13 what they are. The first one said, Taklin Chadatin, which meant this year's shkolim go into this chest, and when you do Trumas Lishka, take out these Taklin, these shkolim. Then the Taklin Atikim, people didn't give last year, and they're late, they put in Taklin Atikim, it went to different tzedakah, it went to building Bedi Gabayis. There was another shayfa called the Kinim, which Pashat Pshat means, we'll see in the Gemara in a second, but Pashat Pshat, the Mishnah in a second, we'll explain it, but Kinim means the place where you put the Kinim for Zav Yiladas, the Vagayzli Oyla, that's the place where you put the birds for Oyla, that's the fourth one already. Eitzim is the fifth one, where you put the money, you want to bring a carbon Eitzim, you put money there. Levoina, if you want to bring a carbon of Levoina, which is spices, you put it there. Zav Lekapiris, which is the seventh one already. Zav Lekapiris, Pashtus means they used the Zahav to make klisharis, and the Lashon Kapiris is the Lashon of klisharis. Kippurei Zav is the Lashon of the Kalim used for Zrika, because they wiped the hand on it, the Lashon Kapir is Lashon wiping off. That's the number seven. And then Shishal and Adava. There were six chests for Nadava. What does Adava mean? We'll see the Mishnah, we'll see in the Gemara on Beis more what that means exactly. So now the Mishnah explains. Taklin Charatin Shevachal Shana Vashana. That means every year's Shkolim going in the Taklin Charatin Shaifer. The Atikin is Mishloi Heavy Yishtakin. He didn't bring his shekel last year, he puts it in here. Shekel Shon Abal. He brings it next year, the shekel, and puts it in here. What's the Kinim? So it's Machlaikis. Kinim, Hein, Tairim, Vigoyz La Oila. Hein, Tairim. Kinim is the Tairim, because Oila, Hein, Bnei Yaina. Kulan Oila, it's the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds that someone who's bringing a carbon for Zav Yiladas, which is one Oila, one Chatas, he doesn't put it into a shofar. And we'll see why in the Gemara, because we're worried that he might die and then he'll end up having a chatas shemesis in this shofar. Therefore, he doesn't bring no chatas brought here. These are all people who want to donate oilers. So there's a tairim shofar and a geizla shofar, which is a ben yayna. There's two type of birds you allowed to bring for oilah. There's the ben yayna and the tairim. So kinim ain't tairim, geizla, ben yayna. Cool on oilers. All oilers, all oilers, according to Rav Yehuda. The chomerim kine means the echachatas ha'ayla, means the people who bring echachatas ha'ayla, which is the zav ha'yiladas. Guys la'ayla, that's cool in ha'ayla. That's the ones that are all ha'ayla, sai tarim, sai b'yayna, makes a difference. That was the nedava one. So, kum to chomim, the kinim is the one who are mechuyiv to bring a carbon birds, and the guys la'ayla is for the nedava of birds. Ha'ima ha'ayla ha'itzim. Someone wants to bring carbon eitzim. He has to bring at least two logs of eitzim, and he puts the money into this kupa, into this shayfer. Levina, he says, "I'm bringing levina." You can't bring less than a kaimitz. We know what a kaimitz is—the three fingers over your palm. That's a kaimitz. That's how much levina you have to bring. Zahav. If you say I'm going to bring zahav, a carbon of zahav, you can't bring less than medinner zahav. You can't give less than dinner zahav. We had one of the shayfer was a zav the kapiris. You can't bring less than a zav. Shishon nadava, nadava maya oisim ba. What do they do with nadava? This is otherwise called as kitzam hazbeach. What do they do with it? Loichem ba oilis. What oilis? Habasa goes l'shem. The whole basa is burnt to the mizbeach for Hashem. Va'oiris l'kahanim. The kahanim get the oiris. Now, how do we know that? We know from this from a drash of yada kohen gadol. Zem medesh drash yada kohen gadol. It says in the pasuk, Oshem hu Hashem Hashem Hashem. And it's a stickle steer. It says Asham, which means Asham, the Kadam eat. Then it's Asham Hashem. It sounds like it goes Kul Hashem. So what's this telling us? Zakla, kol shu bo ba m'shem chata shem Hashama, anything that comes from a moisa chata or a moisa Asham, yilok chvem oilois, habasa goes l'shem v'ayrus ha'kahanim. Nimtsu shnei k'suvim k'yavim. You see, both k'suvim are k'yavim. Asham l'Hashem, that's the carbon that's being burnt. But Asham l'kayin, that's the oilois. And another pasuk that sounds like this: "Oymer kesef asham the kesef chatos yuvveis Hashem the kahanim yiyu," which means the oyrois will go to the kahanim. Our kapanim, that's our mishnah, and we covered the 13 shayfaros. Our first gemara is going to handle the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon, who argued what kinim and what guys le'oyla are. Again, so what's the shittas? Rabbi Yehuda says kinim is tayrim. And goes the oilos bnei yayna, and they're both oilos, which means they're all nedavas. And a person has to bring a chiyev, a zav. What does he bring? A oila and a chatas. He has to bring that, or he or she has to bring that money from the home, those birds from the home, and that can't use the kupa for that. That's what Huda holds. Rabban holds no. Kinim is for the mechayev, the chiyuvim, which is chatas and oila, and the goes the oilos for nedavas, which can be tarim and bnei yayna according to the chacham. So what's the biar machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the chacham? Tanya, Zok to Gemara, explain this for Huda and Rabbanon. Tanya, look at the Brisa. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Lo yehoyer shofer shal kinim v'yerushalayim. They didn't have a shofer, a chest, a money chest of kinim v'yerushalayim, mepnei ha'taruvos, because they're worried that it's going to get mixed up. What does it mean, get mixed up? What's going to get mixed up? Shema Thomas Achas, maybe one of the Echas Mehem, one of the people who gave the money, going to die. It turns out that the chata shemesa bailov, the money goes to Yam HaMelech. And here you have money that's over here that belongs to the Yam HaMelech. It's mixed with everyone else's money. And they're bringing all this money for Kabbanas. So that's why he said you can't do this. Now, why is it bottle? She bottle was Shishim, bottle was Elef. Why isn't it bottle? So Zok to Mishnah HaMelech, that money is not bottle. Just like we find the idea, Dov HaChashav is not bottle. It's a Dinder HaBanon, actually. But it's not bottle. So money also by the Beis and not bottle. You can't bittle on the Beis. So like upon him here, he's worried someone's going to die. He says, don't put money in there, Right thing, Amara worried about that? But the time went to the bride. So Aisha Sha'am Ra'rei Lai Kan. Aisha says, I'm going to bring a kan for her carbon. Mevi'a Demei Kan. She takes Demei Kan for Chadis and Ha'oila. Menoish does for Shofar. She puts in a Shofar. That evening, Be'chelas Be'kachim. She eats Kachim. Be'ne Chosh Shoshas. Shemes Atzal Be'am. You're not even worried that there was any Atzalus. We had this Gemara already in Erevin. That you're not worried that the Kahanim are not going to do it, because Chazaka, the Kahanim, they use up all the kinim, they use all the money that day, and she could eat kachin that night for sure. The carbon was brought, and it says also by the Brisa, you're not worried that maybe one of the people died and you have chatas mesis mixed in. So that's our kind of Brisa, and Rav Yehuda's not going to Brisa. So how can Rav Yehuda say worried that someone's going to die? And that's, we don't have a chest for kinim. We have first a Brisa. We're not worried about that. So what's going on over here? What? We're not worried, Lamaisa.
Not worried because
the
Kahanim
choose. No, we're not worried about Mesa Ziz, the next line. Ain't Kohen Choshe Shema to make out this Mesa Ziz Merevis Ben. It's the first of the din. They're not worried someone's going to die. They don't know the Kahanim choose him. So they're the Kahanim who is worried someone's going to die. What's going to happen? Everything tomorrow, you're right. In a regular case, the Kohen comes to take money out. Let's say he has money for this. He wasn't a Fiyar Yehuda, wasn't anyway a shofar, but he had money for this. He doesn't have to worry someone died. If he has a whole pile of money to worry. Rabbi Yehuda is saying, the lacha is, if someone dies, then it's a problem. So since if someone dies, they'll make a problem, you have to throw out all the money that day. So Rabbi Yehuda said, don't make a shofar for it. Not because he's chayshish, maybe someone will die for sure. If someone dies for sure, then you have to worry about it. If you know someone dies for sure, you have a pile of money, you have to throw the money out. You can't use money. So he was worried this might happen one day. That it's going to happen for sure, and therefore, it's a problem. Frank, what's the problem? I'll read the guy's going. That if you say Breira, just take a dal zuzi, v'nishtim in Nahara, throw in the Amalek and say, this is the money, her money. What's the problem? Take out four and say, this is it. And the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, and therefore there's no Eitzah for Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he was worried that it might happen that for sure someone dies, and he'd have to throw out the money, and then we don't do it. What?
How do they shift the carbon?
So whatever it is, it's for. You don't have to have a mind. You can say whatever it's for. Whoever's money this is, that's the goal. That's our prayer. No. Whoever's money this really is, it is. It is someone's money. And that when you shecht, you don't have to know who it is. As long as you say whoever the money is, that's fine. That's when two karkamans get mixed up. You can bring each one and say whoever it's for, it's fine.
That's not prayer either.
You have Reuven and Shimon's cow, and they get mixed up. They want to bring Ayla. They bring each Ayla, and it's fine. Whatever it's for, it's not Breira. They're a talk of longstone. Breira means that we could take 4 hours and throw Yamna. Sorry about that. That's it. That's what Breira means. Akapanim, that's what comes from Akamar, and who's doing the Chum?
Just the rest of it.